there's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because mm-hmm. they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Thanks for listening to The Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app. Hour two on this Wednesday, Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Come on in, stay a while. Gang's all here, ready to go. More phone calls coming up. We'll dive in a little deeper with the Michigan sign-stealing scandal. More information came out. And it's getting interesting. I don't know where it leads to. I don't know. By the time the NCAA would rule on something like this, it might be 3 years down the road. I think Michigan is still being investigated, or waiting for the fallout from what happened during COVID when they had impermissible contact with recruits. But what if Michigan would win the national title this year? And now you have that feeling like the Astros, that does Michigan need to do this? Do they need to steal signs? And what is the rule? Can I have an advanced scout? This has been around for, I think, 30 years where they came up with this rule. And I don't know if it's, you know, cost efficiency that not all schools can afford to send somebody. But if you have somebody who bought tickets, sat midfield, and is videotaping the other team, getting signals there. What if you go to a game and take notes and I don't videotape? Trying to figure all this out. I don't know if that's against the rule or not. But we'll dive into this coming up in a little bit. Wednesday, the country gets Chucked. Everybody's favorite killer doll is back. New episodes of Chucky every Wednesday at 9, 8 Central in USA. And Sci-Fi available next day on Peacock, which is where you can watch this show. We say good morning. There are a few dozen bottles of Tailgate Moonshine available at danpatrick.com. These are pumpkin spiced maple moonshine. Get them while they last. Also, go to danpatrick.com, sign up for the newsletter. You'll get a heads up when the calendars are available. Best calendar we've made. It's awesome. We based it off famous portraits down through history. And there is nudity in there. Once again, not safe for work. There's some nudity. Fritzy, I think, is nude in this one. I don't know if anybody else nude in the calendar, or at least partially nude. Marv?
That's for next year.
Oh, next year is all nude?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, Todd?
I usually start nude, and then the French kid tells me if he actually needs me to put on clothes. And then I'm, you know, I'll do
it. Yeah. Todd goes in thinking he's supposed to be naked, and they go, no.
Could always add clothes.
Diamondbacks beat the Phillies, advance to the World Series against the Rangers, just like everybody predicted, right? You have the Nuggets getting their rings, banner raised last night. They handled the Lakers. Golden State Warriors lose at home to the Phoenix Suns. Victor Wembanyama makes his debut tonight against Dallas. The Diamondbacks had a regular season run differential of minus 15. That's the worst run differential for a World Series team since the 1987 Twins.
Stat of the day, stat of the day, tap, tap. Stat of the day, stat of the day. Here comes that what? Stat of the day.
Tap. It does make them interesting because they're not your typical, hey, we just sit back and hit home runs. They steal bases. Oh, my God. What? Yes, they're old school Arizona Diamondbacks here. Pitching staff was great. Give them credit. They won't get the credit. It'll be about Philly collapsing. You go back home, you need to win one game, you lose both of those, and this is bad. That was bad. But the Diamondbacks jumped out early. Pitching kept them in there, silenced the bats. Top of the order was not good at all. And Arizona and Texas in the World Series. By the way, Dylan, the graphics guy, has Texas. He picked Texas to win the World Series at the start of the playoffs. And we'll update that, of course, with the podcast tomorrow. Dan Patrick Takes a Gamble with Shea and Irving and Bad Larry. Yes, Marvin?
Do you think MLB's like, great, Arizona and Texas in the World Series?
Okay, what else are they going to do? You got to embrace it. Now you have to work harder at kind of spicing this up a little bit. Because, hey, Bryce Harper's in there or the Astros are in there, you're going to get a tune-in factor. Now you don't have that. Now you have to do a little bit of homework here, and you're going to have to go above and beyond and try to bring out some stories that people will be interested in. Yes, Seton?
Somebody presented the poll question, which might be unfair. More interesting series, Rangers-Diamondback World Series or Astros-Phillies third place game?
Astros-Phillies. Yeah. Probably so.
But is that just because we know those teams? Or are they just genuinely more interesting?
They're more interesting. And we know them. And you have an opinion about both of those teams. Like Texas. Does anybody really have an opinion about them? One way or another? Arizona? They're like, okay. They won 84 games. Maybe it's like we're getting introduced to the Arizona Diamondbacks. You know, here we are going to be in November, and we're going to get to know your Diamondback. We should do that, Paulie. Know your Diamondbacks.
I was not prepared for that.
How about know your Arizona Cardinals? Do I do the Coyotes?
Oh, Coyotes or Diamondbacks?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
How about that? Yes.
That's fun.
Yes, Eden.
It's tough to do know your Rangers followed by know your Diamondbacks as the two World Series teams.
Yeah, I know.
That is tough.
Yes, Marvin.
So should we just go back to whoever has the best record, wins the pennant, and meets up in the World Series?
Yes, please. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. The way it used to be, if you won your division, best record, and, you know, the Red Sox would finish second.
Thank you.
Ted Williams would be like, oh, sorry, you're not going to the World Series. It's the Yankees. Yes, Mark.
Dodgers-Astros would be like what the Yankees-Dodgers used to be. Back in the 50s. Mm. All right, let's go.
The World Series this year would have been Braves versus Orioles.
Do you think that's where, if you're the Braves or the Dodgers and you're going, the Diamondbacks? You have all this talent, had great regular season, the Diamondbacks?
But it goes back to what we've talked about many, many times, where you have these teams, unlikely teams, you win the wild card, and those teams are always the most dangerous because they've been in playoff mode. You know, Washington Nationals, the Giants in 2014, the Cardinals in 2011. Then you had a three-year run, 0-2 with the Angels, 0-3 with the Marlins, 0-4 with the Red Sox. All wild card teams who went on to win the World Series. Yes, Paul?
The Dodgers outscored their opponents this year by 207 runs. The Braves outscored their opponents by 231. And let's see, the Tampa Bay Rays outscored their opponents by 195.
Mm-hmm.
The Rangers by plus 165. And again, the Diamondbacks were minus 15. But, you know, you can't use fluke. Like, I guess, like even in the NCAA tournament, you could fluke your way to one win, but you can't fluke your way to Butler being in the finals against Duke. Like, the Diamondbacks, you know, it wasn't a one-game series. They earned their way there. And it's sometimes in football, a team that shouldn't be there got there.
Yeah, but we've seen college basketball teams get on a run where they might win three or four games. They don't win at all, but they do surprise a lot of these teams where you're like, where did George Mason come from? And it does happen.
Butler was the one that made it to the title game and had a shot.
Twice?
Yeah, twice.
Yes. Are we going to dive into this Michigan story here? Austin Meek, he is a staff writer covering Michigan football and basketball for The Athletic. He's written a couple of columns here, did a deep dive on this. Austin, kind enough to join us here. All right, help me understand, what is Michigan accused of doing illegally?
So there's an NCAA rule that's been on the books since 1994 that says that teams can't scout their opponents in person during the same season. And the allegation is that the staffer at Michigan, Connor Stallions, who's been suspended, was basically coordinating this off-campus scouting ring, buying tickets at other Big Ten stadiums and other stadiums around the country, and then coordinating people to go in and watch the games and film the signals of the other teams, which, at least according to the spirit of the NCAA rule, would be a violation.
What if you're not filming? What if you're just observing? I mean, how deep does this go that makes it illegal? If I just go and I'm watching your mannerisms, your gestures, your signals, is that illegal?
So there's two separate rules that would be applicable. One of them is about technology and filming, and one of them is just about scouting. And the definition of scouting is really vague in the rule, and I think that's part of what this is going to hinge on, is what actually is scouting? If you have somebody who's just a fan in the stands observing the game, does that person count as a scout of your school? And I don't honestly know the answer to that. I think there will be a lot of technical arguments made about the definition of a scout. And that's why I go back to the spirit of the rule is that you can't do this. But in terms of how the letter of the law is interpreted, I really don't know the answer to that.
It's like Deflategate. I think the rule is silly, but if you're going to lie to the NCAA or, you know, Jim Harbaugh says they didn't do anything wrong. They're already under investigation, I guess, for, you know, what happened during COVID. He says he wants to be the gold standard here with his program. Did they offer him a contract extension this season? And is that on the back burner now?
Yeah. So we've reported that before any of this came out, Michigan was in the process of working on a massive contract extension for Jim Harbaugh. In fact, there had been hopes that that would get done in the next couple weeks. And my understanding is, yeah, that's on the back burner now. I don't think Michigan can sign Jim Harbaugh to a huge contract extension with all of this going down. And it just, you know, the timing of it is not good for Michigan, given the fact that Jim Harbaugh served a 3-game suspension to start this season. They already have had NCAA issues. Michigan stood by Jim Harbaugh in the midst of that. But I have to imagine for a similar thing to come up now in the middle of this season, as Michigan is undefeated and right now the favorite to win the national championship, it has to be really disappointing for a lot of people around Michigan.
Doesn't this come down to the commissioner of the Big Ten, not the NCAA? Because the commissioner of the Big Ten is going to determine, they have the authority. They have the exclusive authority to determine sportsmanship violations if they've occurred and what the penalty should be. So this really isn't the NCAA. This is the new commissioner of the Big Ten, I believe.
I think Tony Petitti is in a really interesting position here. The Big Ten was notified by the NCAA that the NCAA was investigating this as a potential infractions case. And that put the Big Ten, I think, in kind of a bind, because you're absolutely right. The Big Ten has a responsibility to ensure fair competition in its games. Tony Petitti has the authority to punish Michigan or Jim Harbaugh if they deem that to be justified. At the same time, I think that the Big Ten is trying to keep a little bit of distance and not get in the way of the NCAA investigation, defer to the NCAA since they have been informed that the NCAA is investigating. But I would think, knowing what we know about the NCAA process and how long it takes, I think there will be some pressure on the Big Ten in the meantime, to step in and do something if it seems like the integrity of Big Ten football games has been compromised.
And I wonder, because if the NCAA is left to rule on this, this could take years. But the Big Ten, like, that could be something that they could rule on, I'm going to guess, pretty soon if they found enough. Or imagine Michigan winning a national title. You know, that's going to stoke this up. As you know, the further they go along this season, the more successful. It's like the Astros, where you go, well, they're cheating. Well, you know, they're somehow cheating. And then I know that there's some internet sleuths who are posting photos here of the signals of videos of, you know, people who are, you know, trying to steal. Is that the proof here that, hey, they have a card, a placard that has signs on it that shows, you know, what teams are calling, or maybe their audibles there?
Well, no. So a lot of the videos that have surfaced on social media, the ones of Connor Stallions on the sideline standing next to Michigan's coordinators, that's actually all perfectly legal. Sign stealing isn't illegal in college football. Every program does it. Every program probably has a card with other teams' signals on it. So the real question is, how was Connor Stallions gathering the information that he used to try to decode the other team's signals? He had a reputation in Michigan's program as a guy who was really good at decoding signals, but was he doing it in a way that broke NCAA rules? And so really, I think the incriminating evidence is going to be if there's somehow video evidence of people that can be tied back to Michigan in other stadiums taking video, if the NCAA is able to get Connor Stallion's computer and can see that people were sending him videos of signals, I think that would be much more incriminating than anything that would surface of him on the Michigan sideline.
But Austin, why don't they get up to speed with modern technology and have the communication in the helmet, just like, you know, there are high school teams that have this. Why doesn't the NCAA, or at least, you know, certain conferences have this?
Yeah, that's been a big push. I think if anything comes of this, I won't be surprised if this situation is the catalyst for in-helmet communication to happen in college football the way it happens in the NFL. I think there are lots of reasons why it hasn't happened. And one of the reasons may be that teams still feel like they can get a competitive advantage by operating in these gray areas, and teams don't like to give that up. But I think certainly from the Big Ten perspective, and I think a lot of people around college football are going to look at this situation and say, this is just a scandal waiting to happen, to continue to not have the in-helmet communication and create this gray area that it appears that Michigan and probably some other programs have been trying to exploit.
Well, you had Dion saying it's not a big deal. Matt Rhule said it's not a big deal. It's almost like, hey, I know my pitcher is scuffing up the ball and your pitcher is probably scuffing up the ball. Let's just call the whole thing off. We're not going to, you know, tattle on each other. But the importance of this with Ohio State and their media, this isn't going away anytime soon, but I'm just curious, what happens next?
Well, Dan, I think you're right that the Big Ten will have some decisions to make. And if we're looking for some sort of punishment to happen soon, I think it would either have to be something from Michigan or something from the Big Ten, because we know how the NCAA works. But it's hard for me to see that happening unless there's something really, really conclusive. I don't think the Big Ten wants to step in and suspend Jim Harbaugh or declare Michigan ineligible for the Big Ten championship game when this team is ranked number two and undefeated. That certainly wouldn't be good for the league if Michigan is not eligible. So I think there are going to be some hard decisions to make as more comes out. There may be increasing pressure for something to happen. But it's just hard for me to see anybody really stepping in and derailing this Michigan team that could very well play for a national championship.
You've done a great job on this. The last two columns I've read, a lot of information in there. Austin, thanks for joining us.
All right. Thanks, Dan.
Austin Meek, staff writer covering Michigan football and basketball for The Athletic. Yeah, I don't know where this goes. I don't know if it goes anywhere anytime soon, but a source just said to me, it's really up to the commissioner. The commissioner of the Big Ten has exclusive authority to determine if sportsmanship violations have occurred and what the penalty would be. This isn't the NCAA. I don't know if Tony Petitti, who just got there as the commissioner, wants to hurt Michigan's chances of maybe bringing the Big Ten a national championship. All right, we'll take a break. Doc Rivers, he's working for the mothership now as an NBA analyst, and Doc will join us coming up right after this Dan Patrick Show. Traeger Grills went out there today. In fact, we have all these cameras set up, and I asked the big German who directs the show with all the cameras, I said, hey, can I have a monitor that I'm looking at Traegerville right now? That's on my screen right in front of me. And I can just look and see, make sure it's all cleaned up. Anybody's out there? Anybody's cooking anything? And looks pretty good right now. Beautiful. The Traegerville. And you can have this too. Welcome to the Traegerhood. And you can get your own Traeger. And there's a variety of them. If you want something smaller to go tailgating, you want something larger to entertain the community, the neighborhood, they have everything for you. And it comes down to the signature hardwood pellets. People ask me all the time, all right, what's the difference? And I go, it's the pellets. It keeps the moisture in. Everything's fresh, juicy, tastes great. It's hard to really screw up a recipe. And they have step-by-step recipe inspiration at Traeger.com. Visit Traeger.com to see what's cooking. And remember, use DP Show at checkout. That will get you free shipping. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces. Like, there was the hat. There was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the... I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know what I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
20 minutes from now, Fritzy's Diamondbacks song, his tribute to the Arizona Diamondbacks, it will be to the tune of Higher by Creed. So we're forewarning everybody in Arizona. Maybe it's time to take your kids out of school. It'll be a beautiful moment, a rejoiceful moment when Todd sings his tribute to the Arizona Diamondbacks. Doc Rivers will join us coming up here as well. Doc will be on the call. It'll be Celtics and the Knicks coming up tonight at 7 Eastern on the Mothership. And then Warriors-Kings Friday night, that'll be on the Mothership as well. A couple of phone calls in here. Michael in Fort Wayne. Hey, Mike, what's on your mind today?
Good morning, Dan. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
I feel morally obligated to talk about Fritzy's song that's coming up. I like Fritzy. I want to support him. But after hearing what he did to the Olivia Newton-John and Burt Young tributes, I think we need to up the ante a little bit here. Okay. When Fritzy ignores the beat and just speeds ahead of the song like he does, it causes me physical pain. So I propose that if he wants to proceed with his song, there should be some kind of risk in order for him to improve. I think if it happens again today, he should get a pie to the face on behalf of your captive audience.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Michael. I'll take that under advisement. I did hear Fritzy practicing the song. Is this going to be a true tribute to them? Is it going to be, are you going to try to make it good?
Yes. It's not a spoof, and I will try to go slower in the actual singing of it.
Maybe the song is, can you take these pyres, like pie instead of higher, pyre.
Ian Rappaport is reporting the Titans are going to go with rookie quarterback Will Levis. starting on Sunday. Ryan Tannehill with his ankle is likely out. Paul in Iowa. Hi, Paul. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. I have a comparison on Big Ten football fan bases with this Michigan situation. But first, shout out to Andrew Downs, program director KXNO of your affiliate in Des Moines. They're losing a great guy there, and we're going to miss him on the radio. But for Michigan, this just shows that winning and scoring points cures everything, because nobody in the Michigan fan base is calling for Harbaugh's head, but two states over here, we have a fan base that wants the athletic department to circumvent the head coach and fire his OC son right now.
Yeah, you'll take any points you can get when you're just coming off a horrible call on that loss, and the over-under was the lowest in college football history. They're begging for, you know, some sign stealing there at Iowa. Yeah, Seton.
By the way, Andrew Downs is a great guy. He was, when I was in Des Moines, he was essentially, if I was the mayor, he was like the chief of staff, and he opened up that whole city to me. Really, really great dude.
Yeah, and we appreciate the support in Des Moines. Yeah, yeah. Paulie.
I love the local reaction to Jim Harbaugh. He's never been in better shape as a Michigan head coach. They're about to give him a contract extension, which they want to do. He's beaten Ohio State every year. They're, what, second best chance for the national title this year. His career has never been better in Michigan.
Yeah.
They don't want to lose him to the NFL. They don't want him getting punished.
You don't have a problem with this.
No.
Oh, it's like, hey, everybody else should be doing the same thing. It seems archaic, though, that you can't go out and scout your opponent. You can't videotape. They do that in high school, where you can go out and scout your opponent. Chad in California. Hi, Chad. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Bob.
Hey.
All right, so back in May, I was leaving a Angels-Rangers game. I'm a longtime Angels fan, regrettably, I might add. And the Rangers just kicked our butts, walked out, sat in my car, and put $250 on the Rangers to win the World Series.
Okay.
It is $250 to win $11,000. Now I'm debating whether or not I should be hedging out of this, take the wife somewhere nice, or if I should let it ride, have the high of my life.
Okay. I don't know your financial situation, Chad. You can win $11,000 if you hedge your bet. What can you win? $6,000?
I can guarantee $6,000. I can get a little riskier, do like a 3-8 situation, but obviously my heart says let it ride.
Okay, you can have a wonderful vacation at $6,000. You could have two vacations for $11,000.
Very true.
All right, Now, I got five guys here, so I'm going to – do you want to take our advice if I give you a yay or nay? Do you let it ride?
I will take the group's advice.
Okay. Seton, I'll start with you. Yay or nay, let it ride for $11,000 for Chad in California on the Rangers to win it all.
Man, two vacations sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah.
But how many awesome vacations could you have if that hits? Many more?
What is your answer? Yes or no? Let it ride.
I think just for the content, I'm saying let it ride. I'm sorry. I hope that your marriage and life goes well. Let it ride.
Marvin, let it ride? Hedges bet.
How is he financially?
It doesn't matter.
Oh, doesn't matter?
No.
Oh, then let it ride.
Okay. Paulie, let it ride?
Let it ride.
This is a big vote, Paul. This is a big vote.
All right.
Let it ride and let your wife know first.
Yeah. Chad, good luck. Good luck. What could go wrong?
I appreciate it. She's in.
Good.
Wow, she's call a ride or die then. She's a real...
All right. Now we have a reason to watch the World Series. Chad in California. Doc Rivers, he'll be on the call. Celtics and the Knicks tonight. Oh, you got to dust off the microphone. Do you remember how to do this, Doc?
I don't know, Dan. I'm looking at the picture behind you. You got, I think that's Al Michaels, if I'm not,
yep.
If my eyes are,
yep.
are still right.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm going to try to dust them off, and at least I'm not talking about, you know, golf or something I don't know, you know. So let's hope it all works out.
Okay, are you a coach when you're a commentator? Are you a former player when you're a commentator? Are you a fan when you're a commentator?
Well, hope I'm all three. You know, it's interesting. When I first did this, I think, Dan, you were 11 with my first broadcast. I sat next to Vern Lundquist, and he told me, listen, son, you can do this a lot of ways. The way I would do it, I would celebrate the game. I would make sure everyone leaves the game happier with knowledge and they enjoy it. So that's what I'm going to try to do.
How's the voice? Because usually when I talk to you, you got your coach voice. I worry about that voice of yours.
Oh, I do too. You know, it's funny. My daughter played me a clip a year before I took my coaching job, and that was a different voice.
Wow.
So I guess it's if you had, you know, I don't know, 20 kids, you know, at a camp every day where the acoustics were awful, and you did it for 24 years, this is what would happen to your voice.
Have you gone to see somebody?
Oh, I have. I actually, when I was with the Celtics, I had a polyp on my vocal cord. I had to get it removed, which is scary. You've heard those stories where, you know, any bad incision on that, you're voiceless. Other than that, it's just my voice. It's just Thibodeau's voice. It's you know, it's a lot of screaming in loud arenas, and it happens. It does feel stronger now. But this is going to be my voice for the rest of my life.
Fritzy does an impersonation of you. Is it okay? I mean,
yes.
Okay.
I've heard a lot of them.
Okay. All right. I want you to judge it. All right, Fritzy, how about you play Doc Rivers, and I'm going to interview you after a big win. And, hey, Coach, congratulations. How did you do it?
You know, Dan, we played within ourselves. I told the guys before we took the court, forget about the name on the back of your jersey. It's only about what's on the front. It was our first team effort in a while. I don't see guys running over to the scorer's table with a video board looking for their stat line. We went big. We went small. I'm proud of the guys, but we got to shore up a couple of things.
All right.
Thanks, Dan.
All right.
hey, that's really good. Slow it down a little bit.
Okay.
Other than that, it's perfect. That was really good. That's better than Jamie Foxx's impersonation.
Well,
that's terrific.
Fritzy's kind of morphed into Kevin Harlan there too, a little bit.
yeah.
Fritzy does a great Kevin Harlan.
The Nuggets have gone up 8-6, and the Oklahoma City Thunder want to talk about it. A 7-0 run. This is the NBA on TNT.
You know, Kevin is a good friend. I did games with Kevin, and I remember one of his first games, and now I'm, you know, a seasoned vet with Turner in my third year, and it was a Houston Rockets game. It was it's the third play of the game, and Kevin goes big. You know, and he looks at me and he says, too early? Maybe a little bit.
All right. How would you use Victor Wembanyama? How much playing time would you give him if you were coaching him?
You know, what's surprising is all the talk about playing time with him. Mm-hmm. You know, I think you're just going to play him. They see him every day. You know, I wouldn't worry about the minutes with him. Early, I've never heard that much talk with rookies. Maybe because of Zion, people are concerned, or because of his body type. You know, Chet gets injured last year. I think Pop is just going to play him, you know, 30, 35 minutes a night if he's healthy. But, man, I got to tell you, Dan, he looks special, like special to me in everything that I see. And, you know, forget the talent and all that. What I see that I like the most is he has this this competitive thing in him that you can actually see. You saw it when they played Oklahoma. You saw it after the first bad game in the summer league in that second game. He's done it. He did it a bunch last year too. He's played with grown men already in his life, not grown men this talented. I just think they're not going to worry about it. And if something tells them to, they will. But I don't think that's the game plan. It's worrying about minutes with him.
Talking to Doc Rivers, he'll be on the call for the Mothership Celtics and the Knicks tonight at 7 Eastern with Mike Breen. Also, he'll be working Friday night Warriors and the Kings at 10 Eastern. Explain to me how Jokic does this.
Boy, it's hard. You know, I made a comment like 3 or 4 years ago. Like, I mean, this at the time, you remember when his body didn't look as good as it looks now. I was like, this big, overweight bartender is destroying us. He's destroying us. And that's how he looked. And you watch him play, Dan, it's absolutely beautiful. In almost everything he does, his passing, his shots, his shot-making ability doesn't get enough play. you know, obviously he can make the three. You know, he has great post move, but his unorthodox little flip shots in traffic, through contact, and we're talking all that, and then you forget the best part of his game, and his passing. He can. He's one of those guys, Magic Johnson type, that he makes his whole team better immediately. Everybody that plays on the floor. I would be scared if I was a GM to sign a player from the Denver Nuggets, because you really, like, he makes them that much better. And so you're trying to evaluate, well, if we take him, will this guy be that good?
When's the last time you were watching a game as a player or a coach and you found yourself just watching the game, not playing in the game or coaching in the game? You were admiring something that you were seeing.
Wow, that's a great question. It's been a long time, I'll tell you that. Because once you coach it, you've interviewed a million coaches. You never watch the game as just the game anymore. I'm watching the game last night, and Golden State, I thought, ran a terrific play. And the next thing you know, I'm jotting it down and trying to figure out, you know, different ways to stop it, different ways to run it if you're on offense. You know, you see things a lot in games, you know. And so I think from being a player, but more from being a coach, it's just hard to watch it that way, but you still enjoy it. You enjoy beautiful basketball probably more now.
But you didn't find yourself as a player going, damn, that's impressive, like watching it way.
Yeah, I did. Absolutely. You know, when you're playing guys, you know, I did guard Michael. and there were times I was running down the court shaking my head thinking, damn, that's impressive. yeah, so you do. And even as a coach, there's times where, especially when guys do it on your team, but even when guys on the other team, you're just so impressed by some of these guys and the way they play. Yeah, that absolutely still crosses your mind.
If a GM called you to get your opinion on James Harden, you would say what?
That's maybe the best question someone's asked me. He went playing right. And if you watch that, tell everyone, go back to the first half of last year.
Yeah.
Where he gave himself to the team. Then we were the best team in the NBA for a 10, 20 game stretch. And it was, you know, obviously we have Joel and Tyrese and Tobias, but we were because James was being a point guard. You know, it's funny. A coach called me and said, I never thought anyone could get him to do that. And he did, you know, for short term. So that's what I would tell them. And if you can keep him in that and not want to chase numbers or wanting to score, the thirst of scoring, then you have a terrific player.
Yeah, but what changed, though, Doc? What changed? He was playing perfectly, I thought, for you guys.
Yeah, he really was. I would say not making the All-Star team really bothered him. And I thought that was egregious. You know, the coaches just didn't put him on. You know, he was only leading the league in scoring or in assists. He was having his best three-point percentage shooting year of his career. He was averaging plus 20, and the coaches didn't put him on the All-Star team. And he would never say this, but in my gut, I thought it changed almost immediately. Remember about a game or two after that, he called me and said, hey, I want to start coming and playing with the second unit more. And I know exactly what that means.
More shots.
I want to go back to attacking and playing. And, you know, we had our ups and downs from that point on. You know, it's funny about our relationship. It was an honest one. I'll tell you that. It's probably why I'm doing TV right now. But you have to be honest as a coach, and you have to just keep selling it. Like, listen, when you do this, it may not be the best or most fun for you, but we are a better team. And I never relented on that. And I thought he appreciated that, even at the very end.
But more frustrating, Harden or Ben Simmons?
Oh, that's a good one. I would say maybe James, only because James can't. You know, like when he did, we were great. Ben was frustrated in a whole different way. You know, just the mental part, the health part, the injury part, you know, just the work ethic part. I mean, all those things. And so that was a different type of frustration. I didn't have the frustration with Ben thinking if Ben did this, we can win it. But I surely had that with James. And so because I'm in it to win it, I think maybe that would be more frustrating for you.
Plus, it must be tough to coach somebody that you don't know if they love basketball. Certain guys are good at sports. You got to love basketball. And I wondered if Ben loved basketball or he was just good at basketball.
Yeah, I would say I agree with that. There are times like, and that's through the league. You know that. Like, if you don't love the game, you could only be good at it. And I've always said this, the playoff always exposes guys who really love it. Because the pressure of the playoffs and the intensity of the games, if you don't absolutely love it, it will eat you up. It does. You can see it every year with certain guys. And so, yeah, I would say you're right on that. Like that I always look at Ben, though, and this is the coach part that probably does us all in, Dan, like every coach, if word, like, man, I tell you, if he loved it, or if I could get him to play this way, like, he is a freak of nature, athletically, body wise, vision wise. But the rest of the part wasn't there.
Welcome back to the broadcasting community, Doc.
Thank you.
Are you here for good? Or is this just a temporary job?
I don't even know the answer to that yet, Dan. Right now, I would say I feel like it's something that I want to just do. I'm having the most fun that I've had in a long time. I'm not getting calls at 3 in the morning. you know, so it's a pretty good life. So I'm planning on staying there.
Good to talk to you. We'll be listening tonight, watching. Thanks for joining us, Doc.
Oh, always. Thank you.
That's Doc Rivers. He is going to be on the call tonight, Celtics-Knicks, with the great Mike Breen, and then Warriors-Kings Friday night. Both of those games will be on the mothership. Some very revealing stuff. We'll discuss that when we return. Plus, Fritzy's tribute song to the Arizona Diamondbacks. You've been warned. Back after this. If I'm one thing today, I'm full of energy. I might be full of other things, but I had a great night's sleep because every great day starts the night before. That allows me to put up with Fritzy. You need your energy.
You always have energy.
Thank you, Todd. And I always have to put up with you. Sleep Number beds, go in. sleepnumber.com/Patrick and ask about the Sleep Number setting. How do you get a Sleep Number? Mine's 75. How about the Sleep IQ technology? Hey, Dan says that it's two beds in one. How do they do that? Well, it's adjustable firmness on each side. There's temperature benefits. They have smart beds that keep you sleeping just perfectly. They also offer up tips like keeping a consistent sleep schedule, making sleep a priority, avoid disruptions, stay away from caffeine. That can stay in your system up to 10 hours. Right now, save $500 on the new Sleep Number smart beds, plus special financing only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com/Patrick. Sleep Number, an official Crucial Catch partner of the NFL. See store for details. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut, the new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, everybody. Game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
That was an interesting conversation with Doc Rivers. Took a left turn there talking about James Harden, when things changed for James Harden, and Doc thinks when he didn't make the All-Star team, he decided that he wanted to go back to being the old James Harden. He also said it's frustrating because James can, as opposed to Ben Simmons, and he was inferring that Ben can't. Ben has all the talent, but I said, what's more frustrating? And he was saying Harden, because he can do all these things really well. Ben can't. Yes, Paulie.
I learned more about how the Sixers season ended in the last 5 minutes than I learned in the last past 5 months.
Oh, man.
That's a first where it felt like it was a real statement by a real person who was part of it.
That was honest. Like, that's what it felt like. I was having a conversation with Doc privately, and he was airing that publicly. All right. Seton, would you update the poll results? Then Fritzy has his tribute song to the Arizona Diamondbacks that nobody asked for.
It's very exciting, okay. That tribute song.
Okay.
Dan, we got two poll questions working right now.
Okay.
All right. Who you got, Rangers or Diamondbacks? Right now, 70% of the audience got the Rangers.
Hmm. Okay.
And then, are you more happy that the Rangers and Diamondbacks won or the Astros and Phillies lost? That also is 70% more excited that the Astros and Phillies lost.
Sure was. All right, Todd. Todd had some kind of inspiration at 2 in the morning. And this is based off the Creed song Higher that seems to have a resurgence. I don't know if it ever had a surgence, but it's a resurgence.
A resurgence.
Yeah. Nobody ever says you got a surgence. It's a resurgence. So, Todd, is Marvin going to have music to accompany?
Sure is.
Okay, here we go.
No Hopper, no Schwarber, no Boehm, they're done. Got spanked at the bank. D-backs and L pennant got further than we thought that they would. D-backs and L champions. That just doesn't sound so good.
Correct.
Accurate.
No Wheeler, no Turner, no Marsh, it's over.
No timing.
The Phillies are gone. D-backs and L pennant. How did Zona make it here? D-backs and L champions. The desert unexpected cheer. Just face it. Empty bats from the fields. Well, at least your Eagles can fly. D-backs just won the pennant.
Uh-oh.
They're at the Rangers on Friday night.
Uh-oh.
D-backs NL champions. Wow, those snakes sure have some bite. No Dodgers, no Phillies, no Braves, no Astros, no O's, Rays, or Jays. D-backs and L champions. Barely over 500, who cares? D-backs and L champions. Fall Classic, no ratings, no shares.
Whew. Oh, that's a lot. Whew. Thank you, Todd. Thank you, Todd. I hope Arizona appreciates that. Final hour on the way. Dan and the Danettes and Fritzy. More of your phone calls coming up right after this Dan Patrick Show.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.